It is time for another edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth, with Ruth Epstein of the Republican American. Ruth, what's going on out there?
Well, we had two conventions this week, which so the official start of the election season. In Kent, the first night, Justin Potter was tapped for the 30th Senatorial District seat. He will be running against, I assume, well, yes, he will be because he was nominated. Stephen Harding, the incumbent Republican state senator. And so Justin had a huge crowd at the community house where the convention was held. This senatorial seat is the largest in the state with 18 towns. So there had to be nominations from and votes from all those delegates. He was enthusiastically endorsed. Potter is a small business owner and also head of Kent Affordable Housing here in Kent. So that's his big, one of his strong missions is to increase affordable housing in the town. He talked about being a practical Democrat and saying that as a Democrat, he would have more, maybe more clout in Hartford because of the prevalence of Democrats in the state. The next night, we go to Cornwall, and Maria Horn, another Democrat, was endorsed for her fourth term for the 64th District Representative seat. Horn has been a very popular candidate here in the Northwest Corner. She's very visible been, and has the stands on things that Democrats agree with. So, and she has moved up the ladder quickly. She is now head of the Finance and Revenue Committee in Hartford. And we're not sure yet who her opponent is. We had heard that somebody had announced, but I haven't heard anything since. I'm going to have to check that out and see if that happened. Also, we pay tribute this week to Harvey Hayden, the long, long time veterinarian who died at the age of 91. The stories we heard from everybody about the Sharon veterinarian were really touching. Apparently, he was, you know, he'd come out rain, snow, whatever,
yep.
Middle of
and
the night.
We mentioned that, I think, last week.
Just yep.
You know, they don't make them. My contention is, although people say they don't make them like that anymore, I'm hopeful that there are a few like that that are going to move up to try and fill some very big shoes.
Very big shoes. And Harvey, for those who knew him, I mean, he and Myrtle were married for years. She was played the fiddle in her country spice band, and the two of them were you'd see them all together. After Myrtle died, he started courting Kathy Hecox, and they got married. And as Ed, her son, said, he said, I think, you know, it enhanced their lives, the end of the late in life. So he said it was a lovely marriage. Lots of budget hearings. As you well know, this time of year, hearings, votes. Falls Village held its budget hearing. There were some concerns about certain issues. Been a lot of talk about spending money on the an additional grant money for the library. That got tossed around a lot. They wanted more than they got. So, there's a lot of discussion, and they decided they had a hard time deciding on a meeting date. So they went round and round, and it finally turns out they're going to hold a town budget meeting on a Saturday morning. That's June 1st at 10 o'clock. So hopefully people will be aware and remember to come.
June 1st?
June 1st, 10 o'clock.
Yeah, sometimes Saturday mornings are not bad.
Well, I'll tell you, there was an interesting exchange because somebody on the board said, oh, you know, we should accommodate the weekenders. And then somebody else said, yeah, but Saturday morning is a busy time for young families here who have kids playing ball and doing other activities. So you're prioritizing and giving the time to the weekenders rather than the locals. Interesting concept.
Interesting concept. As a former weekender who pays my taxes regularly, it's like, yeah, thanks. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's,
and I live. I mean, I can say that since I'm no longer, you know, since I've been here for a while.
Yeah.
But,
well, it's true. I mean, you've got two sides to that.
As there are to so many other things.
That is true.
And it's you know, what is important, just going forward, in life, is that people start recognizing that. Because if you can see, everyone's going to get a whole bunch further with whatever it is, if you acknowledge at least that there's another side.
Yeah. Well,
no one's saying take.
Look where we're at. That's the problem in the world.
Yeah, but it's, I mean, I have to say, we didn't start out that way. We did not start out that way. And tribalization has
that's
become
where we're at.
Gradually enhanced. It's just a broad philosophical sweep. It has been enhanced along the way. You're not encouraged to figure out commonalities.
True.
That's all I'm saying.
Also, the other town hearing was in Canaan, where they discussed. Now, that budget is going down a little bit, and there was some fireworks there as well, some exchanges, and, you know, as one person said, just keep the taxes low. This town has high taxes, and somebody said, no, we're not the highest budgets, and so that went back and forth as well. And as you can imagine, numbers are floating in my head, but that budget is down a little bit, and that town meeting, budget meeting, is scheduled for May 30th at 7 o'clock.
Okay. So. You're doing good. You're doing good with the dates, though. I'm impressed.
Yeah, well.
It's going to be an interesting, so that's Thursday. It's going to be an interesting Memorial Day week after Memorial Day. You know, sometimes it falls on the earlier Monday, sometimes.
Right, yeah.
It doesn't.
We're right in the middle of all this.
Right smack in the middle.
Numbers.
Yep. Very practically is it's all well and good to do this, but when you get down to the people who are actually writing the checks, and I include myself in this, you know, it's not as though prices have gone down. So I'm not talking about taxes per se. I'm just talking about generally. You know, things cost a lot.
It's true, but there's no doubt about it. However,
there's no punchline.
I sympathize with these finance boards and these selectmen and boards of ed. You've got to keep these towns running.
Exactly.
And in order to keep towns running, you've got to spend money, and to spend money, you've got to get some taxes in. So it's a vicious cycle, but you don't want these towns to. You see what happens when you defer things. It just gets more expensive and ugly. So it's a tightrope to walk. It really is. Kent held its town meeting on Friday night, its budget meeting, and it passed. And they went round and round about, the budget's up because of revaluation of property. So they were able to lower the mill rate, but people's assessments are high. So there was a lot of talk of taking money out of the reserves to help keep the mill rate down, which they did. They took out $500,000 to help offset some of those costs. So these boards of finance really have to work and study and make compromises, and it's not easy. There was a fire this week at Housatonic. What happened, it was Friday night, and some paper was left on a machine in the tech ed room and started a fire. Thankfully, the custodians caught it. They saw something, ran down. They were able to put it out. Firemen from several towns came and assessed the problem, and I was there on Saturday morning. You certainly could smell the after effects. There was a cleaning crew in there, and as Ian Strever sent out, the principal sent out notices to parents, there will be some changes for people who, for kids who have courses in that section of the building. There'll be some, there'll have to be some movement, but a really good save. And thankfully, the custodians did handle it on a Friday night. It could have really been disastrous. Speaking of the high school, they had the FFA open house where the in the morning, Wednesday and Thursday morning, the little kids, daycare centers, kindergartners, pre-kindergartners, first graders come and get to tour the FFA offerings. They have animals and fish and big tractors, and the kids take hay rides and get milkshakes, and really, it's a great event. And then on Wednesday night, the kids, the FFA students, demonstrate their projects, and they're judged. Members of the community come in, and they have to give a presentation on what they did, and the judges talk to them and grade them. So packed house. That always brings out a ton of people, and it showcases our ag ed department, which is really amazing at the high school. We had Spring Fest at in Canaan, first time. The events committee put it on, and huge numbers of people out with vendor sales and plant sales and discounts at stores, and Canaan was hopping on Saturday, and it was nice to see. On Friday, Comcast came to Sharon to thank a thank you for the project that they worked with the town, wiring all the streets in the town for internet service, and that was a project cost $1.6 million, and townspeople agreed to it to make sure that everybody at least has the availability of getting internet service to their homes. So they came and put on quite the feast with pizza and all sorts of things at Veterans Field, and that was a fun event as well. Trade Secrets was on at this weekend. Lots of garden tours on Saturday, lots of plants and antique garden things on Sunday at Lime Rock. That's always a very, very popular event, and that is sponsored by Project Sage, the organization that deals with domestic violence. Noble Horizons had a huge tag and book sale, and the auxiliary ladies worked so hard to raise funds to enhance the lives of the clients at Noble. And that's always, you know, who could resist a tag and book sale? Looking ahead, we have obviously Memorial Day this weekend. Everybody should check out all their parades. Every town has parades and carnival and events, so in each town people can check and see when, what time their parades are and what other activities are going on. We also have Risling and Raptors at the Audubon Center this weekend, and that's a fundraiser, and they usually, gosh, I think that is Saturday night. I believe it's, oh boy, it's either Saturday or Sunday of this coming weekend. Sorry about that. Check it out. You can find it if you look on the Sharon Audubon website. They usually, it's a nice social event, and then they often free a bird that's been rehabilitated, and it's really an amazing thing to watch. Cornwall Library is having its Under the Tent book sale Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, 10 to 2, 11 to 2, 10 to 2. And
I'm going to interrupt and just say it's Raptors, Riesling, and Rhythm 2024. on the 26th of May from 5
okay.
to 7, Sunday.
Good, thank you. Sunday, I thought, yeah.
Well, we need Marshall, but we need Marshall right now, but we don't have
yeah.
him, so we're
right.
just going to have to
yeah.
muddle through and do our poor best.
Yeah, well, good. So it's Sunday, the
26th. Sunday, the 26th from 5 to 7. Raptors, Riesling, and Rhythm.
Rhythm, oh, okay. We're gonna...
They added an R.
Thank you, thank you. I should go back one. Sharon Board of Selectmen met, and they're going to be, they had a big presentation from George Knockline, who's a lake person. He's been looking at various lakes in the area for years and studies them, and they're going to have a study of the lake because they're fearful. He said it's aging and it needs attention, and of course everybody is very concerned about the possibility of this hydrilla coming in, which has attacked Twin Lakes, so they're watching for that carefully. And so they had a nice presentation at the selectmen's meeting. He was very complete. And so Sharon Selectmen are also working towards a lease and an option for the community hall. The Sharon Affordable Housing Committee is looking to put in 4 apartments in that building, which has sort of been underused for years. That's the one right on Gay Street, near the center of town. So there's going to be a town meeting vote to approve the lease and an option in the near future. And I think that is it.
Thank you very much, Ruth Epstein. Another edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth, on Robin Hood Radio.